heard from Liz right after Valentine's Day. She sent us an email because, well, she's got a situation regarding the Valentine's Day gift she was given. She never really planned on sticking with this guy. And now she's wondering, how do the rules work in this scenario? So why don't you tell everybody, Liz, what's going on, and I'll try and get you some feedback here on Lover List. And what's up?
I have a really great problem to have, but I still don't know what the right thing to do is. So here's the deal. I'm dating this guy that I was planning to dump after Valentine's Day.
Oh, just last weekend. That old move.
Yeah, that old move. But look, I mean, he's not the right kind of guy for me. I mean, he's like really bro, all right?
Ha! That is the perfect description. I know exactly what you're talking about when you say that. Very bro.
Seriously. I mean, you're 30 years old. Should you be hanging out with the boys and getting blackout drunk? I don't think so.
No.
No, seriously. I mean, okay. I think it's time to retire the graphic tees and jeans that don't fit.
Yeah. Act your age. Grow up, right?
Exactly. Like, act your age. Absolutely. But anyway, he bought me a trip to Mexico for Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. Hold on. The bros just stepped up in a big way. That's huge.
Uh-huh. I couldn't friggin' believe it. I'm serious. Instead of flowers, he gave me a basket of Patron, sunscreen, and a beach towel.
I mean, hold on. That's really sweet. He might be growing up before our very eyes.
It's the only nice thing he's ever done for me in the 4 months we've been together. The only thing. Get this. He seriously did not buy me a Christmas present because he thought that would be too serious.
Oh, well, okay, so 4 months ago, you would have only been dating maybe like a month. So, I mean, I can kind of see that.
Right, but now we can get away over spring break for a week in Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah, that's a pretty big leap. That's what that is. 4 months in, a little different. Plus, by the time you go, that's 5 months. I mean, that's pretty nice.
Well, it is nice, and I didn't see this coming because honestly, like I said, I was going to use Valentine's Day as my excuse to break up with him. I mean, I was expecting him to forget the day, and then I could use that as my reason to dump him.
Okay, you are ready for him to self-sabotage. That is very sneaky of you.
Well, yeah, but then he goes and does something like this.
Yeah, and he surprised you, because that's what love does.
I mean, seriously, plus, I've never been to Mexico.
So you're thinking, okay, should I go on this trip because I've always wanted to go, or do I break up with him?
Exactly. And it sucks because, honestly, I have a really hard time breaking up with people. And keep in mind, a little added piece of information here, he cheated on me once already and I couldn't dump him.
Oh, burying the lead. Why wouldn't you start with that?
That and she's building her case why she should get a free trip. I know what you're up to.
Well, he says we weren't exclusive at that point, so it's not his fault. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. After you've been dating someone for a month, you think you'd be exclusive? No, maybe not.
A month? I think exclusivity only comes with a conversation. You have to establish. Both parties have to say, we're exclusive.
Yeah.
God, you guys are rough.
So you get a half a point on that one.
So seriously, so should I go on this trip in a month, or should I break up with him and then dump him when we get home? Or, I mean, I don't know what to do at this point. Should I go? Should I stay?
Well, let me ask you this. Could you go on a trip, look him in the face, full well knowing that as soon as you land, you're going to dump him? Could you feel good about yourself?
Well, honestly, it would be nice to recover some of the cost of dating this guy.
Costs of dating him? Like what?
Well, I've had to pick up so many tabs and bills over the past few months. So it would be nice to kind of feel like I'm getting my money back. But it still feels wrong. I don't know. What should I do?
I just love that Ryan said it best. You're really building a case for why you want to dump this guy.
I love that you have a strong conscience about this and you're really, you know, weighing the options here, thinking this through. Let's toss it out to our listeners, though. What would they do if they were in your situation? Would you love the guy and go on the trip and have a blast and then reassess? Maybe you might fall in love all over again. Maybe this is him turning a new leaf. Or just list it all and just get out. 651-989-5795. It's love them or list them. I can see why this is a great problem to have. You're right.
It is.
Here are some of the texts on Lover List Him. Can't wait to get to your calls. What a B. I hope his friends are hearing this and tell him, and he kicks her to the curb.
Oh.
List the whole idea. It will be miserable in Mexico. I did something like this and regretted going. Okay. Stacy, can she go on this trip and then dump him when she gets home?
No.
Why?
You can't. Your conscience is going to eat you alive. You're going to feel like you used him. And that's technically what you're doing because you know that you want to break up with him. She's already, like, tried to justify this. And for good reason. I mean, it's Mexico and it's freezing here. So, you know, I can understand why she wants to go, but at the same time, your conscience really is going to eat you alive. And you can't do it. You just can't.
And I think it would probably be hard to have a good time, full well knowing what's going to happen when you get home. I mean, how do you fake pretend to be into it?
Yeah.
You know, so that would be hard for me, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. Because then you have to, he's going to want to kiss you. And you know what I mean? All that romance is supposed to still be there.
Kelly, you say go on the trip.
I say go on the trip because they're not exclusive. You can't be exclusive after 1 month. That could be like 2 or 3 dates. Come on now. Go as friends. Have the time of your life. Come, you know, go as friends in your mind anyways. Mm-hmm. Come back and then just be done.
Like, how soon do you break it off? Like, when you're getting your bags at the terminal? Or you
no,
know?
No, no. I would maybe like a week, give it a little week and just be like, you know, I know we had a great time. However, it's just not going to work. Thanks, bye.
Wow, Kelly, you're quick.
It sounds like you've done this before, Kelly.
No, never. What's funny is I wouldn't do that, but my girls, my two daughters that are with me, are like, just go on the trip and then dump them, and they're 11 and 13.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I guess that's advice from an 11-year-old.
Well, it's all Ariana Grande's yeah. fault. Thank you, next.
Thank you, next. Exactly. All right. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the call. Jamie, what's your thought on Lumber Listem?
List her. She sounds quite immature. It's very catty and cowardly to try to find something to blame him for just because she doesn't have any interest in him. Mm-hmm. And then to try to justify the trip to recoup your cost, then you shouldn't have paid for the stuff in the first place.
It's a valid point.
Very immature.
Now, very Jamie, you wouldn't take the trip at all. You wouldn't head off to Mexico.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
What if you went and got a separate room?
He's still paying for everything. It's not fair.
What if she pays for a little bit of it?
No.
What if she covers margaritas? No? Still no?
No.
She'll buy the salt for the rim on the margaritas. She's in.
It's a no from Jamie. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. Oh, please. List herself. Who waits till Valentine's Day to dump their significant other? Dump him so he can get on with his life.
Oh, that sounds so sad. I mean, good, but sad.
This girl is stupid for even dating the bro in the first place. She needs to be listed, and the bro needs to be listed, too. List her. She sounds selfish and self-centered.
I don't know why you're shouting all these text messages.
Because they're in all caps.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're very aggressive. Their opinions are very strong this morning.
Okay, I got it.
Get a friend to meet you in Mexico, because bro is probably going to cheat on you on the trip. Break up then. Then you'll have a friend with you.
Oh, okay. Well, now, how do we know he's going to cheat? Who invites the person and then goes, this is so you could be here so I could cheat on you?
I mean, here we are, not even considering the fact that maybe, just maybe, this guy is changing. Maybe he's becoming something better, and maybe this trip is exactly what they need. What if after this whole trip, they have a good time? She's like, you know what? I really do kind of like you. It's been 4 months. It'll be 5 months. How could you go with someone for 5 months and really hate them?
That's what I mean. I think you've got to give it a chance. But if you have that feeling in your heart that you're just waiting to dump them, then no.
Somebody says, no wonder why he didn't pay for anything up until then. He was saving for the trip.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Good point.
Oh, wow. That is a great point.
And someone else says he didn't cheat. So get over that. I agree. I completely agree. He did not cheat on you. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I say you have to go on the trip, try it out, and see where it goes from there. But don't just know you're going to break up with them.
Yeah, it's all about your intention, right? If you're going on this trip just because I'm going to get my money back and I'm going to, you know, recover some of my costs and then I'm going to dump him, well, that's not the reason to go.
Yeah, don't go then. You're just ruining it for both of you.
Go if you think maybe there's a chance. I want to go to have a good time. Last chance to see if there's anything there.
Yeah, I mean, open mind.
A week with someone will tell you whether or not you're compatible.
Oh, you'll probably know through the first weekend. You'll be like, oh, shoot. God.
Go on a vacation. That'll tell you real quick. I remember our first trip when we were just started dating. I don't know why I decided to challenge ourselves. We flew in, one-way ticket into Seattle.
Okay.
And then a one-way ticket from San Francisco home. And we had a rental car. And we challenged ourselves in a week to drive from Seattle down the Pacific Coast Highway without any planning or preparation, just kind of wing it.
and get from there to there and then get in time in a week. And we did it. And it was the best vacation we ever went on.
Really?
Yeah.
Of all the vacations in that. Wow.
Oh, my God. The bonding time, the conversation, working together to figure it out. We just wanted to challenge ourselves. I remember Vaughn just on the phone calling for hotel rooms because we didn't want to plan anything. It was just a total spontaneous trip.
Well, you know me. My favorite trip in the world is a road trip.
Yeah.
Because you're right. You could have a terrible road trip and you could go, oh, I don't want you in my life anymore. And that's a perfect way to find out. But you also have trips of a lifetime with people.
Yep.
Wow. So that, man.
All right. Well, good luck. I hope she lets us know what happens. Thanks, Liz.